Dr. Yang Meiji, if you can also straight away go, will we see a vaccine or a drug or a cure within the next year or so? Because that seems to be the hope of many.
Well, I think I think best expectation would be probably one and a half year. I know that Dr. Anthony Fauci from US NIH said that at least one to one and a half years, and it will take at least that much time. So I think until then we need to probably do the research on the treatment using the existing drugs, drug repositioning study that's ongoing in many countries, in many institutions, including, I think, all of us. So that probably should be done very quickly as a substitute. And also the plasma therapy, we have done also for the MERS cases in 2015. So those recovered patient, we tried to use the plasma to get the antibodies. So that probably can be another alternative. So we have started the clinical trial for that as well. So for the vaccine, I think we still have to wait.
Okay. Professor Shepherd McKenzie, on the cure or the vaccine or the drug?
I think what Dr. G said is quite correct. I don't think we'll have a vaccine for a year to 18 months, somewhere of that kind of nature. Some of them are going to animal trials now. One of them at least has gone into human safety trials. But there's a long way to go still. I mean, so I don't think we'll see a vaccine until in the middle of next year. In the therapeutics, I think there are a number of potential things that are happening which might lead to something in the next few months. But again, once again, these things take time. And we have to go through safety trials, even drugs that we do know well, like hydroxychloroquine that Mr. Trump has been trumping about. And other ones such as ivermectin, another one that's been mentioned recently. These are all drugs which have already been passed for use in other areas, and they could probably be used much more rapidly if they are found to be effective. Yes. I think we'll probably find if there are any therapeutic drugs that are used, it'll probably be in combination. It'll be more than one at a time.
Okay.
In other words, I think most of the drugs we've looked at so far have probably little evidence that they work individually.
Okay.
But it's quite likely that one or two of them might work in combination.
Okay.
So I think there's much more work that can be done there and is being done as we speak.